attention, please.
WGM, you? I don't know why I hesitated there.
What radio station do we work at?
WGMU, I think that's the one.
Yeah.
Steven Tyler, you are right. We are back in the saddle. A redo. No. A rematch, if you will, of this week's Nice Guys with myself, Corey Morgan, here hosting the 6th annual College Radio Day, a day to celebrate the unique medium that is college radio. I am joined by Sasha Tufani, the talented music director for this radio station.
Hi there, everybody.
I am the pipes are greased for me with the sacred nectar of Red Bull. I just downed one. My eyes are wide open. Hearing that song just always fires me up. So glad to be here. A lot of stuff to get to, just celebrating kind of what we do. It's going to be a very self-indulgent day. And, you know, I'm usually not that kind of person. But today I'm going all out here. I'm pulling out all the stops, and it's gonna, you know, people are gonna think I'm a really conceited guy after the day, and that, you know, I don't think that's true, but you know, this is the day to be that. So I am the sports director for the station, in charge of all on air programming for sports, all sports content online. It's really what I make of it. And, you know, I've really tried to kind of make my mark with this department at the station. And, you know, really, I'm pretty happy with what I've done so far. You know, try to get a sports interview a week, get a couple blog posts up written by talented writers, and a couple from students, and there are a couple postgraduates that write for me who are really talented as well. So, you know, really glad to be doing it. And you know, I think the sports department is heading in the right direction. But of course, none of it would be possible without our faculty advisor Roger Smith, making things happen, really a mentor to everyone right now. our general manager, Matt Dotson, who should be coming in a little later. Really, pretty much the entire staff is going to come in a little later, hopefully. We'll see. I'm calling them out. I'm forcing the issue here. And then if they don't come, well, then I can make fun of them on the air.
Yeah, it's definitely means to... to come after them, because they said that they were going to be here.
They said they were going to be here.
And yeah. Now it just looks like, you know, Nice Guys from last week, where it's
exactly
Corey and Little Matt. So,
yeah. But Sasha, of course, being the music director, she is a huge part of this operation. And just talk a little bit about what you do, kind of what you're trying to do overall and kind of what you do on a day-to-day basis.
Arguably, music director is the most fun position here at the radio station. Last year, I was the assistant music director to our former music director at the time, and it was pretty great. He's awesome, but mm-hmm. I have to say that I am a little bit better because I found a shortcut that nobody knew about to uploading music. So it's always good. I pretty much talk to promoters, so I get calls from them nonstop normally, and they always want to know like how the music's going. So you kind of have to memorize every submission that you get, whether it be good or bad, memorable mm-hmm. or awful, and you just relate to them. Sometimes it's perfect and other times it's not, but there's a lot that goes into it. Every CD you have to listen to, every CD that's great, you have to add it into our programming, and that's how you get all of the music that we play. So it's pretty awesome. I think music director is great, and I really have the hand that feeds the radio station all of its music. I can alter the sound if we don't want a certain genre. I don't have to put it in. So it's pretty cool. It's like, you know, that omnipotent power that you try not to let swell you, saying, I can take over the entire radio. But you don't, because radio is awesome and wonderful. Right. And it is up to the people for what they want to hear.
Exactly. You're not going Frank Underwood.
No, definitely not, even though I love Frank Underwood.
Yeah, who doesn't? I mean, again, it's really a team effort.
Yeah,
what
absolutely.
We do, and you know, we really all think that we're a family at WGMU, with not only our staff members but all of our DJs, both volunteer and 148 students. So you know, really, we just try to be as warm and welcoming as possible and make it a fun experience and a great learning experience, because this is really, college radio is mostly thought of as kind of the stepping stone for broadcasters, and you know, it serves as a great way for people to figure out their craft, their style, their voice, and build on that. And also, it is a fun and unique medium as opposed to other branches of radio. And I think probably one of the things that makes I know WGMU unique is that we allow any kind of programming.
Yeah.
No matter what, we have a few sports talk shows. We have a political talk show. We have a couple comedy talk shows.
We just added a jazz show that will be coming up. So that's pretty unique.
Yeah. And, a bunch of music rotation shows, which, you know, is going to be a staple at most college radio stations. But really, you know, if someone has an idea, we're going to give it to them and let them run with it. Mm-hmm. You know, the radio industry has gone through a lot of changes over the past, 10 years, maybe 5 years. So, you know, as we want to get as many creative and new ideas as possible. And, you know, this is WGMU is a great platform for that, and to let people experiment and, you know, kind of push the boundaries of what we think we can do in radio.
Yeah, I think that's the most important part, because you're listening to the students.
Right.
At WGMU, we get so many volunteers that have this specific idea, whether it be a jazz, country. Some people want to do podcasting, and then they're like, well, no, well, maybe I can do like a talk show on here instead.
Exactly.
And it evolves their idea into something more, and it kind of gives them way more options that they never expected to have at a university. And it's great to see students come in and have their dreams realized after talking with us.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm with you. And, you know, we try to, as staff members, to make it, you know, kind of as easy as possible to transition to broadcasting in the on-air studio here. And we think we do that well. You know, again, it makes for great content and interesting content, new content for everyone. And, you know, we always try to have interviews and either play them over the air, record them on air, record them in the production studio, and then post them to the website. Of course, radio becoming people wanting their media to be consumed online whenever they want, on demand, if you will, more so now than ever, because we can. You know, that's definitely something we try to do. And you know, throughout the show here, from 11 to 1, we're gonna play a couple of interviews that we've all really liked. And you know, once everyone else gets in here, they can kind of talk about what they do. And, you know, share some stories, some good and bad memories.
Yeah, that'll be awesome.
And bad stories working in college radio, whether it be as a volunteer DJ, as a staff member, you know, whatever. Because I've only been a staff member this year.
Yeah, me too.
I was a volunteer for about a year and a half after I took the class. So,
awesome.
You know, I definitely have a few stories, both good and bad, that would be fun to tell, and I am looking forward to that. Well, let's take a time out, and on the other side of the break, we'll play my favorite interview I've ever done here was with Brad Jones, who is who plays the cinema snob on YouTube. He is a fantastic movie reviewer. He has a great idea. You know, he basically reviews all these exploitation films as a snobby critic. And it makes for just great stuff, great jokes. And he was kind enough with his time to join me for about 15 minutes back in September. But what we talked about still very much applies to today. So once again, on the other side of the break, we will just get right into that and we'll take a listen. Don't go anywhere. We're celebrating the 6th annual College Radio Day. Sasha Tufani, Corey Morgan with you. Don't go anywhere.